I'm Sean Burns in the Talk 107.3 Baton Rouge Newsroom. The state's prep classic kicks off in the Superdome today. Andre Champagne has a preview of the first two matchups.
The first game of the day features Hainesville and Mangum. Spencer Verrett of the LHSAA Network says the Dragons aren't a household name, but are trending upwards at the right time.
As the year kind of progressed, we learned more and more about it. I think they'll be able to put up a good challenge on Hainesville.
The second game features Ascension Catholic in Riverside. Verrett says the Bulldogs have caught fire at the end of the season with the help of running back Trevin Simon, who broke the single-season state record for rushing yards and touchdowns.
Seems like they've just hit another level here. Simon obviously breaking records from last year that we thought no one's going to touch these records, and now the year after, we've got people breaking them.
I'm Andre Champagne.
An East Baton Rouge grand jury indicted five people yesterday in connection with the alleged hazing death of Southern University student Caleb Wilson. Wilson, who was a mechanical engineering major and played the trumpet for the Human Jukebox, died February 27th. His family filed a wrongful death lawsuit in September. LSU's Gulf Coast Energy Outlook predicts oil and gas production will continue to expand, and the state will continue to see investment in petrochemicals, LNG projects, and energy-intensive manufacturing. Greg Upton, interim director of the Energy Institute, says natural gas prices continue to remain low, which continues to drive investment in refined products.
Liquid fuels, chemicals, plastics, fertilizers, natural gas in the form of liquefied natural gas, and increasingly now we're seeing investments, for instance, the Hyundai steel investment that's happening.
A new pro football team is coming to Monroe this summer, in addition to the Arena League. League owner Jeff Holmes, who also owns the Iowa Woo, says the Arena League plays a unique brand of indoor football, including seven players on the field per side. And despite the name of the sport, there is no kicking.
Going for it on fourth down, we do a throw off instead of a kickoff, which allows us to pinpoint where the other team might receive the ball.
I'm Jean Burns, Talk 107.3 Baton Rouge.